You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Adrian.
And I'm Natalie. This is Records Management.
Hello, welcome. It's another episode of Records Management. How are you doing today, Nat?
A little sleepy. It's Sunday night, and we're coming at you pre-recorded for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's it like in the future? Tell me the winning lottery numbers.
I'd like to know. I have nothing interesting to contribute. I'm just like, I'm very sleepy. I'm pretty sure we're probably the only people on campus right now, other than people walking back to res.
There's these weird zombies hanging around trying to, like, fit in some last-minute studying for tests they have coming up, and I just feel so bad for them.
Yeah, we had to check what time the nest closes because we're the only people in here.
Speaking of that time of year, man, it's the time of year where people start getting bogged down with work, school, the weather, everything. It's a tough time.
Yeah, I just finished midterms, and now we're coming into finals, so that's something I'm getting used to. So everything being back-to-back within the same month.
I am not a fan. But you know what I do? When things get me down, usually when I'm exercising and listening to music, there's a particular song I like to play. And it's the next song coming up. It's called Can You Do It by Charles X. And I love it. Every time I think that I'm not going to make it up this hill or the rain is going to make me go home, this song comes on and I keep going.
Let's give her a listen.
All right.
Thank you.
watching TV.
Join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah. Explosion. There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at CITR. So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
SpongeBob, you're wasting me precious carbon dioxide. I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy. Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Girl.
Welcome back. Opening up that set, you heard the song that always gets me going. That was Can You Do It by Charles X. After that was Monkey Paw by Phony Pony. And the song we just heard, that was The Fountains of Wayne. Yeah, that Fountains of Wayne. Turns out they did other music. Who knew? With the song Acela. Hey, Nat, do you know what the best place to keep your wine is?
It's going to be a pun and it's going to hurt me really bad.
Acela.
Oh my God, no. I laugh every time you talk about Fountains of Wayne because it just reminds me of everybody singing Stacey's mom in grade six. But yeah, yep. I am surprised that they make other music.
Right? No one ever believes Stacey's me. I'm like, oh, mom, I just listened to the Fountains of Wayne album. They're like, excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. What? Yeah, but they're, you know, they're not bad. They're not bad.
They're pretty good.
So, like, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. And by a little bit, I mean a lot, to one of my favorite songs. I don't remember when I discovered this, but I just have memories of being in undergrad and just putting on music to chill out at the end of the semester, and this song being a song that I played on repeat. Mm. And it's one of those songs I just, like, can't remember when exactly I found it, how exactly I found it, but it's been on my playlist, my most listened to songs of the last 2 years.
Very appropriate for today, where the theme is just survive.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you like it. It's called Train Song by Mandolin Orange.
1, 2, 3, 4. I never did have that fast train to take me down the line. I smell the smoke from a hot coal. If I could ask that engineer for one more mile, and then I'll go. Just let the whistle wail and take it in slow. Well, take me back to the railroad track and the sounds inside my mind. Where rusty wheels and steel rails still whine. Or I could hop that 909 and go back in time some time ago. Let the whistle wail, take it slow. Check on every street. Just let the whistle wail and give the rail my soul to keep. Mr. Engineer, just one more mile and then I'll go. Just let the whistle wail and take it in slow. Just let the whistle wail and take it in slow. We
All right, so at the top of that set, we heard Train Song by Mandolin Orange, and then after that, we heard Out of the Frying Pan by Sugar Brown, and then we heard Ellie Audrey Born Today by Glenn Jones. And that last one, an instrumental song, like many other instrumental songs that we have for today, I think we have a couple more, right? Like two, maybe?
We have
three?
One immediately after that coming right up in this next set.
Do we?
Yes.
Is that the next one?
Yes. This is the song by Christina Brooke, which I am very excited to play.
Christina with a Q, that is. Okay, let's hear it. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
That is a sigh of relief, because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at citr.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
Loved you for a long time, and you are my man, and there's a whole lot that we've been through. You know, I don't like to fight, something just ain't right, 'cause right now giving me the blues. And I don't know just when it changed. But one day it just weren't there. I knew something was amiss. You know, I'm given me the blues.
That was The Reckoning by Jennifer Holub. Before that, we heard Giving Me the Blues by Deb Reimer. And the first song in this set, rather, was Stumble Steps by Christina Brooke, which is that great Eastern Canadian fiddle music that I think should get more airtime. What do we got coming up next, Nat?
Up next, we have Bille de Hydro by Manon Jason. Let's give that a listen.
Well, mon bill de hydro, you pop it up, San Frick sky high, shall come to job, some brand mon tree, and know the way off that large run, pull up for me, come on. Every avance in the Dutch stream, enjoy, catch food at on, believe no, not going to have all that like rest, here and there, fat pooses of your butter shall bite. Okay, come on. I know it's for. All right, let's go. Come on, get the hydro, you pop a yaps and pick the sky.
Versace. Another way I bet love's on Boulevard. J'ai pris à penser le Dutch film and joint que je pourrais remplir mon account avant d'être la grâce here and there. I pousse et ça, puis bon, pas de chef. Come on! Ouais, ça prend l'électrique pour ma growing up. Elle mire ce défait, que c'est qui se passe. J'ai mal capturé mes affaires. Je t'aime et l'aide, tu peux pas croire. Ça t'arrive et je cite un dog qui brousse. Que je me lève tes rails, que tu me tous les jours. Pas de profit, puis m'y revire en cours. Il s'arrête comment? Le vicious cycle. Ouais, ça recommence. Le vicious cycle. Alright.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com. Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and crafts sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
In the dirt, got the long, long teeth, got the young, young blood.
so sweet, so high. But you severed all the parts that you like.
From Brenda Lee, you were coming home, she said. Crossed my heart, I could not believe it. Holy hell, you could have struck me dead. But 3 cheers for the grapevine, what? Told me you were coming home. Let's see where the night takes us. Let's see where the night goes. I admit it's been slow. Pay your bills and still the young, young. You know the way with best laid plans. Still this is me and it's who I am. I make the rounds and I pay my dues. Meet up with friends and I dream about you. It isn't much but it's still a lot. Sometimes, honey, I still get lost in those long nights. Old cars, back roads and the boneyard too. Drop the pedal like a holy roller. Share up a hell, couldn't pull you.
That was Where the Night Goes by Josh Ritter. Before that, we heard Slice by Nasty Weather and Build the Hydro by Mononcle Jason. Not Hydro, as we thought it was earlier.
Yeah, not Hydro. I guess it's Hydro.
Yeah, we all make mistakes.
Yeah, I make more than a few.
Yeah, of course. We have one song left before we're leaving, but I think you wanted to say something before we got to that song, Nat.
Yeah, since Remembrance Day is between our show today and our next show, then I wanted to just quickly encourage everyone to donate to the Poppy Fund. There are tons of services that are provided to veterans through the Poppy Fund, but just to name a few, they provide grants for food, heating costs, clothing, prescription medication, medical appliances and equipment, essential home repair, and emergency shelter or assistance for veterans and their families in need. And housing accommodations and care facilities for veterans, among many other services. And one of the services that is particularly important to me is the educational bursaries for children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren of veterans. So yeah, if you can get out there and buy a poppy, even if you've already bought your poppy, just put some of your extra change in the Poppy Fund. There's no harm in just, you know, giving as much as you can. It's really, like, a small amount of change collectively makes a really big difference in people's lives.
Yeah, and just, I don't know, try to keep your veterans in mind this time of year, because I know a few veterans, and I think this is a really tough time of year for them. Yeah, they call it Remembrance Day for a reason.
All right, well, with that, we have a song by Nikki Lane and Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. It's called Love's on Fire.
Mm-hmm. This will actually be our last song, so, I mean, you know, all good things come to an end.
Well, an end until next week. Yeah. I've been Natalie.
And I'm Adrian.
And I hope you manage to have a nice day.
I tell you, this road is an awful partner. Got me so strung out. I know you think it's just one big party, but that's not what it's all about.
I know you say you don't wanna leave, but the house just keeps so